Good morning. So Wallace, Nottingham, a joy and delight to be here in the midst once again. And I bring you the glad tidings, the wonderful free grace of God. Yes, of course, is what we don't deserve. It's the very opposite of what we deserve. And of course, the generosity of God's love that He has for a mankind of sinners. That's you, that's me, that's us all. Bible says, don't you know that God so loved the world, this bad, bad world, so loved this world that He gave to us the gift, that is the deed of gift, of His Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. That's the grace of God. That's the generosity of God's love. And if you would like to read and discover something more about it, well, we have Bibles offered to you freely. We have New Testaments. And I have this this here Gospel of Mark. A good introduction to reading the Bible. You would like a copy of God's written word, do feel free to come and ask us for one. Gladly place into your hands. No cost, no obligation to you, none whatsoever. Freely offered to you, and all you have to do is simply freely receive. Of course, the gospel, the Bible, you might say, is, well, the gospel in its entirety, beginning to end. It's all the gospel. God's creation at the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, where the Bible tells us how that God has made all things. It didn't happen, it wasn't an accident. It was all planned and it was all brought about by God Himself. But even there, even in the very first chapter, is the revelation of God, what He's like, His grace, His love. He has brought us into being so that, in Him, through Him, that we might glorify Him, our Creator, love Him, adore Him, walk with Him in our lives, and then of course, for all eternity. Because you go to the other end of the Bible, you go to the book of Revelation, the last book, and of course, you got the story of how it all comes to an end, and God gets the glory. But in between those two chapters, you've got the fall of man, how that man disobeyed God, didn't trust in God, his Maker, offended God, broke His commandments, and because of that, alienated from God. And then, of course, it goes on to tell us how that God, even there right at the very beginning, promised, that He would send the seed of the woman, that is Jesus Christ, the Savior, the one whom we declare to you here this afternoon here in Nottingham City Centre. Jesus Christ, He's the seed of the woman, He's the Savior, appointed, anointed of God, and sent into the world, a gift to the world, a deed of gift to the world, by God, that those who take and receive the gift of God, even Jesus, they get salvation. It couldn't be simpler, could it? Men, of course, make it complicated, but God doesn't. He tells us plainly, clearly, straightly, you trust in His gift. You put your confidence alone in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and you get salvation. God has made available to you in the immensity of His love for you, God has made available a Savior, a Mediator, one to bring you back to God from the dark path of sin, reconcile you, restore you to God, to His favor, to His grace, His love, His kindness, His free grace, and His free justification. Justification, well, that simply means being made right. And oh, when somebody needs justifying before God, it means that they need making right with God. And we need making right with God because we're not right with God. Because of that first sin. By natural generation, now, every single generation, sinners in Adam, alienated from God and alienated from the life of God, with no way back to God, except that God, in His love, in His grace, His free grace, I emphasize to you, His free grace, God has provided that way back for us. His dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, sent into the world to live and love and die and rise again from the dead, in order that you might be provided with, made available to you, and that you, in response, might lift up the hand of faith with a childlike humility of faith, reach out the hand of faith and receive the gift that God offers you today, salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. So as I say, we have Bibles, New Testament, Gospel of Mark. If you like a copy of God's written word, feel free to come and ask for one. We gladly place it into your hands. If you have a question pertaining to these things, then feel free to come and ask it. Try to answer as best I can. And you would like somebody perhaps maybe to pray for you for whatever reason, then please, I would be more than happy to do that for you also. So what are God's for you here in Nottingham City today, taken from, once again, the book of Psalms, where the psalmist, he says, "Restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved." Restore us, O God. Restore us because, well, we need restoration. Might have come to your attention. Might have come to your notice. And some people need restoring. In fact, if you are to look at yourself very closely through God's spectacles, that is how God sees you, how God sees us all. Well, the point of the fact is, we all need restoring because we've all departed from God. We've all gone away. The Bible says that we go astray from the womb. From the womb. Even before we are born, that is. Even before we are hatched out into this world. Before you take your first breath. Before you've spoken your first word. Before you've thought your very first thought. Even had a thought. Even then, you had gone astray. Because, well, as the Bible says elsewhere, we are all of us conceived in sin. We're born in sin. Live and die in sin. But it goes further back, you see. To your mother's womb. Even from there, the Bible says we go astray. In the beginning, God made man upright, the Bible says. But man has sought out many inventions, inventing ways of sinning against God, provoking God to wrath and anger. So you see, we need restoring to God's favor. You need restoring in your own self and your own being because you're not what you ought to be. And of course, you need restoring to God, that relationship for which you are made with God, well, that needs restoring, that needs replacing. And you see, that could only happen if God was happy to bring that about. And this is the wonderful, this is the good news that we have for you today, Nottingham sinners, that God is of a disposition to be reconciled with. If he wasn't, well, there would be no way back to God. There would be no way by which that relationship could be restored. God has to be of a mind, you know, a mindset to be reconciled with. And he is. That's the good news. That's the wonderful news. That's John 3:16. For God so loved the world, this bad, bad world, evil, wicked, bad though it is, God so loved this bad world that he gave, because he's of a reconcilable disposition, God so loved this world that he gave his only son. That's the good news. And that's our call to you today. Be reconciled to God, because you're made, because God is to be reconciled with. If he wasn't, you couldn't be. If he wasn't, you would be in serious, you'd be in dire trouble. You're in dire trouble as it is, but it would be even worse if God was not willing to be reconciled with. But he is. And he sent a mediator to that end. He sent his son to be a mediator. He's the only mediator, the only one who can work this reconciliation and bring you back to God. Jesus. One mediator, says the Bible, between God and man. The one who stands between God and man. And the one who is able to bring us back to God. The one who is able to restore that relationship. The one who's able to restore us to God by the free grace of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. His only son so loved the world that he came to be the mediator to bring us back to God. And there's nobody else can do that. There is no other mediator. There is no other basement. No other go-between between us and God. The man Christ Jesus. You reject him, and then you reject the reconciliation. There can be no reconciliation. There can be no restoration. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved, he says. Restore, you do, a right, a proper relationship with God, where you love him, obey him, where you walk with him, fear him. That is it. Stand in awe of him because of who and what he is, your creator God, and the one who today would be your redeemer. Should you be restored to God? But only Jesus can bring that about. How? How can Jesus do that? How can Jesus restore us to God? Well, the Pope of Rome can't do that for you. Muhammad can't do that for you. And no other man-made religion can do that for you. Well, how can Jesus do it, you say? Because he came into this world for that purpose. He came to do that business. He came, he took our flesh, he became one of us. He became a man. He took human nature. And he lived and loved and died on a cross so that this mediation, so that this reconciliation, so that this restoration could take place. That's how Jesus can do it, and that's how he does do it. By his living, by his loving, and by his dying. He suffered and bled and died upon that cross. He took our death. He took the death that was due to you. He took the suffering that was due to you. He took everything that was due to the mankind of sinners. He took everything that was theirs so that they might be able to receive his righteousness. So that's the deal, Nottingham sinners. You take Jesus, you take the mediator, you believe, you trust in Him and accept His righteousness, and you get His perfect righteousness. But you see, my friend, it says good news, glad tidings for the sinners of Nottingham today. There's a way back from the dark path of sin. There's a way by which you can be reconciled to God. So be reconciled to God today. That's my demand of you. While you may, while you have the breath of life in you, be restored to God, to that broken relationship that's in tatters, separated from God as a result of your iniquities, as a result of your sins, separated from God, alienated from the life of God. But the good news is restoration, a way back, possible even today. Christ Jesus came into the world for that reason, that purpose, that you might be restored to God, to God's favor, by God's grace, by His free grace, freely offered to you, set before you, even this very afternoon. You're simply for the taking. Came to His own people, the Bible says. They did not receive Him. They rejected Him. They still reject Him. In Israel today, they still reject the Messiah, the Savior, the Mediator, the Reconciler. They still reject Him today. They still crucify the Son of God afresh. And so does everybody else. Don't you know, when you hear the gospel, when you hear the overtures of God's free love and free grace, and reject it, walk away from it, well, you crucify the Son of God afresh, all over again. And for that, God will hold you to account. So today, as you hear the good news, as you hear of the free grace, the free love, the free justification, the free reconciliation, the free restoration to that relationship with God, a broken relationship that lies in tatters. One thing to have broken relationship with your fellow man, with your husband, your wife, with your siblings or your offspring, that's bad enough. But to be walking through God's world, enjoying His goodness, all the good gifts that He affords you, breathing His air, drinking His water, eating His food, the bread on your table, and all the while, that relationship lies in tatters, broken because of your sin that has separated you from God. Restoration today is a possibility. Restore us, O God, He says, let Your face shine that we may be saved. Restore to God, restore to His favor, but restored from your broken life. Some of you, because of sin, what a dreadful, dreadful thing is sin. Bible says, don't you know, its wages is death. Its final full-out working is death. Not just physical death, not just spiritual death, but everlasting eternal death. It becomes eternal in the end. When you breathe your last, you close your eyes in death, and you awaken on the other side. My friends, you are dispatched into a lost eternity. Everlasting death, it becomes eternal if it's not treated in this world. So there's urgency. Urgency, my friends. That you be, while you may, while you have the breath of life in you, that you be reconciled to God today, that you be restored to His favor by His free grace, His free love, and His free justification. Freely justified by the grace of God. Oh, the wonder of it. It's staggering. Every time I see it, I stagger in my own mind in that after 40 odd years of saying it, it still staggers my mind. Amazing grace, amazing free grace of God to restore sinners, lost, broken, undone, and to restore them to His favor. He would do that for you today. Should you come to Jesus, the reconciler? Should you come to Jesus, the only mediator? The only one who can restore you to God's favor, but restore you also from that state of death in which you're in because of sin? Some of you here in the city of Nottingham, I don't doubt, broken in body, broken in mind, broken spiritually, alienated from the life of God, but no life in you. Misery every day. Oh, the misery of sin. Oh, the pain that it brings. The hurt, the agony that it brings. The destruction that it wreaks in God's creation, in God's mankind that He so loves. It's an enemy that's done this. The devil, Satan. But don't you know that the Bible says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and to restore you, the one who caused the separation in the beginning, the one who caused the breach in the beginning. Jesus Christ came to undo His work, destroy His work, and bring men back to God, set them free from the snare of the devil. Held captives all your life long in the snare of the devil, and unfree to, unable to free yourselves, unable to restore yourselves. How many of you lament, oh, I've tried it so often. Preacher man, you tell us, every time you're here, you tell us to repent. I tried it so many times. I can't. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He'll give you everything that you need. How often you try to restore yourself, restore your lives, your broken lives, your broken relationships caused by sin. Try to restore your living standards. Try to restore yourselves from, well, maybe from drug abuse, sexual immorality, whatever variety that breaks up human relationships, that breaks up marriages, destroys families, destroys homes, destroys children. That sexual immorality and the explosion of it in your nation presently at this time, that you all, well, many of you, the most of you at least anyway, celebrate, even parade on your street. It's so destructive, it wreaks havoc in humankind. But unable, trapped by your sin. Oh, you said when you began, oh, I can taste this, I can have this fix, I can take this pill, I won't take any more, I'll just have the one. You go on the internet and you go into the pornographic site, you know, and you say, I can look at this, I won't go back again, just once. And that's it, you're snared, you're trapped, and you have to go back and back again. You're addicted to it, you're ensnared by it. And the drugs, you have to keep going back for more pills. You take the drink and then the drink takes you, the alcohol. How many times, Nottingham sinners, have you tried and tried and tried to restore yourselves, your own living, but unable? Because you haven't got the strength, you haven't got the power, you're weak. But here's the good news, Nottingham sinners. When we were weak, when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. What a wonder! He didn't wait. He doesn't wait until you got strength. He doesn't wait until you can repent. He doesn't wait until you can restore your lives. No, He bids you to come now just as you are, unconditionally. No qualifications, no conditions, none at all. Without price, without money, come freely and drink of the water of life. Come just as you are. Come just as you are. You haven't got the strength. You're weak. You're as weak as water. But Jesus gives you living water. You're as weak as weak can be in your sin. You just give way to it at the least temptation. But I tell you, in Jesus there's strength. In Jesus there's power. There's mighty power. He gives you, you come to Him, and He gives you everything. He gives you all that you need. In Him is the strength, in Him is the power. The power to repent, the power to restore your life. That's what He came for. That's what the Bible, that's what the Gospel's about. Nothing on sinners, hear me please. It's the Gospel of life. It's not a Gospel of religion. It's not a Gospel of hate. It's a Gospel of love and life. The love that God has for you and the life that Jesus came to give you. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it in all its fullness, He says, abundantly. Life, life, life in Jesus. Come to me and I give you life. And you need that life. Why? Well, because there's no life apart from God. Be silly, sir. Really, sir? Really? Apart from God, apart from Jesus Christ, there is no life. That's why you need to come. For that alone. No life apart from God. God's the author of life. He's the one who gives life and He's the one who takes it. No life apart from God. In Jesus, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Then of course, well, restoration, you know, from death. Physical death, because that's when it comes. It's appointed if a man wants to die. Or maybe today, maybe this afternoon, you're full of years, you're full of life, you know, you're young. You know, and you don't give death any thought. You think you're going to live
whatever,
forever.
Whatever.
But you see, my friend, it's going to come. And it's going to come maybe sooner than you think. And when it comes, you know, well, you won't be so full of bravo then. We had a 90-year-old man come to me in the West Midlands just last week. 90 years of age. And he was asking for a Bible. He said, I've never read the Bible, he said, in all my life. He says, and now I've had a stroke, and he said, I'm terrified of dying. You see, we're all very brave, you know. When we're well, when we're fit, when we're young. But when death comes stalking, as it will, it must do, sooner or later. It's appointed for man wants to die, but that's not the end. If you've not been restored to God, if you've not been restored by His grace, if you've not come to Jesus, if you've not come to His mediator, if you've not been restored to God's favor by His grace, when death comes, well, be too late then. Because after this then comes the judgment. Then it's too late. Oh, many doubtless then will be crying out, where's the Savior? Where's Jesus? Where's the Bible? Where's the street preacher? I want to hear Him. Too late, too late. Many, many, many in the darkness in the pit of hell, I don't doubt for a moment, are presently crying out, too late, too late, I left it too late. But be one of those. Nottingham Synod, don't leave it too late. Think on these things. Consider these things. Come to Jesus. Come to Him today, you may. He commands you to. He demands you to. He says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Peace with God. Restore to God. Restoration. That's what the Bible's about. It's God's book of restoration. How a man, how a woman can be restored to God, to His favor, to relationship with God, by His free grace, His free love, that's set before you, that's offered to you here this very afternoon in Nottingham City Center. So come, and come while you may, come while you're able, come while the offer is set before you. Come to Jesus, come today, put your trust in Him, your confidence fully in Him, and Him alone, no other, and nothing else. Simply come to Jesus, come to the cross, simply trust. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in this world of sin and misery but to trust and obey the Savior. To be restored to God. Restored, ransomed, healed, forgiven. This is the gospel. This is the good news we have for you, Nottingham. Restored to God. Ransomed. How come? Because the ransom price has been paid. Who paid it, you say? You can't pay it. You haven't got the collateral. Well, who did, you say? Jesus did. By His dying on the cross. His suffering, bleeding, dying, taking the sin of the world, the guilt of the world, taking the shame and the blame, taking all the sin, yes, all the disgusting stuff. You can't shock God. He knows already. He knows all about it. Bring it to the cross. Bring it to Jesus, who paid the ransom price. Ransom, healed, the relationship broken and tattered, healed, ransom, healed, and forgiven. How? By the blood of the cross. Jesus made peace. That's why reconciliation is a possibility. Why restoration is a possibility. Because Jesus made peace by the blood of His cross. Without blood, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission, no forgiveness, said God. So if you've got religion, if you've got religion without a cross, the Watchtower religion, the Islamic religion, if you've got religion without a cross, Without a blood sacrifice, well then you're still in your sin. You're still lost. You're still in need of being restored to God. There has to be a blood sacrifice. But the good news, the glad tidings that we have for you today, Nottingham sinners, is that blood has been shed. God Himself has provided the blood sacrifice. His own Son, the Lamb of God. The Lamb, the dear, dear Lamb of God, crucified, dead and buried, and raised again from the dead, alive, 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 proving the evidence, Nottingham, the evidence that the sacrifice that Jesus offered up to God His Father on our behalf is acceptable to God. The evidence, His resurrection. Alive and alive forevermore. The King of glory, crucified, dead, buried, raised again, ascended, exalted, crowned in glory, and the King of glory from His throne here this afternoon cries out to you, Nottingham Synod, be restored, be reconciled to God. Today, come to me, and I will restore you by the free grace of God. I will restore you to a right relationship with your Maker for time and for eternity. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Jesus, come to Him today and be restored to God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. When God's face shines upon you, that's because He favors you. And God's face only shines upon a sinner when they've been restored to Him. God's face only shines when the relationship is good, when it's well. When it's not, when that relationship lies in tatters, when it's broken, as it has been by sin, well, it's a frown that's on His face. A very serious, a very dark frown. That's what you're faced with, Nottingham sinners, apart from God and apart from His free grace. But because of His free grace, because of His free love, because of His free justification that He offers you today, that frown, that serious, grim frown on God's face today towards you can be turned into a shining, glorious, divine smile. Cause, let your face shine. How can we possibly get God to let His face shine upon you, Nottingham sinner? How? Thank you, sir. God bless you. How? How is the question? Jesus, that's how. Jesus who came and lived and loved sinners. I tell you, in your sin, I tell you, at the right hand of God, there's pity, there's compassion for you. Trapped by sin, whatever the sin is, I don't care how long you've been doing it. I don't care how many times you've done it. I don't care how disgusting it is to your fellow man. I don't care what it is. My friend, there's pity, there's compassion for you at the right hand of God. Sympathy, I tell you. Sympathy, even empathy at the right hand of God for sinners lost and undone. The Son of God so loved the world that He came into this world, took upon Him our nature, suffered and bled and died to take away your sins, to take away that which causes God to frown upon you and turn His face to shine upon you. And you simply, and you only, come to Jesus. Come to Him, you may. The one who's able to turn that frown into a smile. Oh, the warmth of God's smile. I tell you, nothing on sinners, there's nothing like it. To know that God favors you. To know that God loves you. I mean, to know it, to experience it. To know that God's for you and not against you. To know that God has no condemnation for you. To know that God has no charge against you. To know that it's all been taken away and dealt with by His Son, Jesus Christ. I tell you, there is no emotion like it. I tell you, there is no joy like it. I tell you, there is no peace like it. Joy inexpressible, the Bible calls it. Yeah? Joy inexpressible, because you can't express it. Human language can't do it. and the peace of God. Oh, the peace floods your soul, knowing that you're forgiven, and knowing that God's face shines upon you. I tell you, there is nothing like it in all this world. Not your best drug fix, not your best bottle of booze, not your latest sexual shenanigans. Nothing to compare, I tell you, with the free grace and the free love of God that I offer you freely today, yours for the taking. But of course the question is, will you take it? Will you take it? Will you receive? For that's all that you have to do. That's what it means to believe, is to receive. To receive the gift of God. To receive the smile of God. To receive the favor of God. In His grace and in the immensity of the love that He has for you, He has made available to you a mediator. Sent Him into the world, crucified, dead and buried and raised again from the dead. God loves you and Christ is dead for you. Nottingham sinner. He's available for you. Yours to take. You take Him, you receive Him, you believe in Him. You believe into Him. Into Him. And you get the smile. You get the smile of God. You get His face to shine upon you. And then you can live. You can live comfortably. You can live with the comfort, consolation of Almighty God upon you. No matter what you go through in this world. No matter what storms you might go through. In sickness and health. You know, the marriage vows that you take, the ones that maybe you've already broken, you know, in sickness and health, God doesn't break His marriage vows. For once you're wed to God, once you're wed to your Maker, nah, He doesn't like divorce. He hates divorce. Says that in the Bible. God hates divorce. So He won't divorce you. Once His face shines upon you, it will never cease. It will never stop to shine upon you. Never, never, never. I will never leave you, never forsake you. Stevie, how you doing, brother? Good to see you. So like I say, friend, it's for the taking. It's a free gift, man. What's the matter with you people, Nottingham sinner? It's a free gift. Plead with you on behalf of Jesus Christ. Be reconciled to God. Today, Nottingham sinner, restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved. Salvation. Steve, yes. Over to Andy. Friends, that we may be saved, salvation is what it's about. Salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation comes to you from God. Offered to you. Offered to you today. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the ambassador. I don't come with my opinions. I don't come with my interpretations. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm just an ambassador. I'm just to deliver the message that's been given me. And that's what I'm doing. I'm delivering it to you. Now my question to you is, what is your answer? What am I to tell Him who sent me? What's your answer? What's your response to His free grace, to His free love? What am I to tell Him who sent me? What do you say, Mario sinner? Rejection again and again and again? Well, then you'll only just incur more and more of the wrath of God. Me? For me? I don't want that. I want you to be saved. I hope my prayer for you is that you would receive the grace of God today, that you would hear, that you would hearken, you would listen, you take serious the things that I say to you, that you might escape the wrath to come, the present wrath of God that lies upon mankind because of man's sin. Escape it how? By the free grace of God, by the free love of God, by the free justification of God, the free salvation of God. Free, 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 Nottingham sinner. It's all free. All the blessings that God has for mankind. But you don't get the blessings without the blesser. You can't have the peace without the peacemaker. You can't have the blessings without Jesus. Many, many, I don't doubt Nottingham today, who would say, oh, I like the idea of joy inexpressible. I like the idea of peace. I like the idea of love. But I don't like the idea of Jesus. Well, you can't have the love, you can't have the joy, you can't have the peace without Jesus. You take Him and you get all the blessings of God. All of them. All the blessings and all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus, but in Jesus alone. So hear me. Hear the word of God, Nottingham. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, and whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. Light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works are evil. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not believe the Son shall not see light, but the wrath of God remains on him. Escape, flee, run. Run. Get your best trainers on and run from your sin, your unbelief, the wrath of God, into the arms of Jesus, who would save you, love you with everlasting love, and bless you with eternal life and eternal righteousness. Oh, the love of God. What more can I say? What other words can I use? What will arrest you? What will make you listen? Hear. The matter with you, Nottingham sinner. The matter with you. Don't leave it too late. Please, please, don't leave it too late. Now is the accepted time, says God. Now is the day of salvation, when the free grace and love of God is being offered to you. Please, please, don't leave it too late. Come today. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, I've got Bibles, New Testaments, Gospels, freely offered to you. Check these things out for yourself. See whether I told you the truth or not, as it is in Jesus. You got a question, come and ask it. If you'd like somebody to pray for you, then I would be more than happy, more than happy to do that for you. God bless you, Nottingham. Bless you and have mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.